Mobile. You're about that? You don't sound positive, KN4VWA.
How about you? What's up, bud?
It's been a pretty nice day for me. Went over and had lunch with a bunch of my high school buddies. We do it once a month. And when I got home, I loaded Sue up in the little transit van, and we've been out here. We've covered Table Rock State Park, Kiwi Toxaway State Park, and Devil's Fork State Park, looking for places for campsites. And I tell you what, we did 2 out of 3. So we're gonna let Devil's Fork State Park kind of go to the wayside.
You taking the camper?
So we're kind of scoping it out now. If we can get a reservation up here one weekend, up at Table Rock, man, I tell you what, they got I'll talk straight in a second. They got bluegrass bands coming in.
Okay. Well, what y'all definitely decided on which one you're going to use or what?
Depends on how fast this here boat comes in. I've ordered me a little boat. It's a inflatable fishing pontoon, and it comes in pretty quick. We're gonna scoot it right on over here to Table Rock. That's if the reservation works out all right.
I've checked out Pleasant Ridge State Park. I used to be a park ranger there, and not a lot of people give it a chance. But it's a nice little park right there on Highway 11, and they got campsites with and a sewage dump there too, and a wash station if you need it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. It's now a county park. It's no longer a state park.
Okay. Well, like I said, I used to be a park ranger there years ago, and it was county at that time. But I don't know what it is now. But they had some pretty good rates, and you know, kept all the riffraff out. But they got a pond up there, and waterfall, and pretty good hiking trail.
I am familiar with it. It is nice back in there too. Matter of fact, they used to have some cabins, didn't they?
They've got they're cement cabin, you know, built out of cement block. But I stayed in one of the cabins there. And four of them, two of them were rangers, and they've rent two of them out. But like I said, it's been a while since I've been there to see what it even looks like.
How long did you work for the park folks?
About 2.5, maybe 3 years, and just got tired of the people, you know. Oh man, it's hard to even describe.
I can only imagine. You know, it's just like a business, like anything else. You get every kind of slice of life through there that you can think of. Some are good folks, and a lot of it is the dregs that just don't give a hoot about nothing, and they let it be seen that way too.
That's kind of what got me. I caught a garter snake. They give you a uniform, you know, you got a ranger's hat and all that. And I caught a garter snake one day. And the little lake they got up there's got a little beach on it. So it was on the beach. I caught it. And there's 4 or 5 kids come over here and was looking at it and wanting to touch it and won't know all about it and this, that, and the other. So I told them, let them touch it and this, that, and the other. I mean, I had full control of the snake, but Oh, man. My them parents, they, my goodness, reported me to the head ranger, you know. Next thing you know, I got in trouble. So, I think that was the nail in the coffin for me, you know. Park ranger, and you can't even teach people, you know, about wildlife. I imagine that.
Nothing to do with wildlife. It ain't got nothing to do with anything except the public's own concept of what they think it's supposed to be when they get there, not what it actually is. And you can't tell them nothing. But in the meantime, I thought you retired out of the military.
I did. 27 years, 8 months, and 11 days. That was before I joined. I was going to college to study to be a park ranger. And got about a year and a half of college and was doing an apprentice with the county over here. And when I made my mind up, I just, well, I don't want to say it this way, but just didn't like people. I decided I'd join the military, so I just went from there.
Yeah. So you was a park ranger before you went into military?
Yeah. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, college educated with it or anything. We did do some training classes through the county and all. But I wanted to, you know, work at Yellowstone or be one of the park rangers in the national parks. Really enjoyed biology, but I just couldn't get past the people thing.
A buddy of mine did exactly the same thing. He went over to Clemson and did all that same stuff and got a degree. And he was a South Carolina State Park Ranger, and he was up at the park at Cowpens, Kings Mountain State Park. And everybody thinks that's in North Carolina, but Kings Mountain State Park is in South Carolina.
Steve, I'm going to say 73, but I'm in a bad spot, and it's not going to get any better. So I'll talk at you later, bud. Nice talking to you. Be safe. KO4 and UE, I'm clear.
Roger. Behave yourself, bud. Take it easy. 73 is KO4 VWA. On the road again. I'm clear.
Monitoring.